So in the back of the Sefer, in the back of the Avodas Pnim, there are some letters. So in the Shabbos and Mo'adim section, Os Chaf Gimel, he tells us what it means to really have emunah and bitachon. Or to have emunah and unfortunately to not have bitachon. We'll have to clarify what those terms mean. But let's take a look. Mashayesh anashim ma'aminim b'Hashem yisbarach va'afal pichein ein lehem simcha v'heim tamid ba'atzus. By a show of hands, please raise your hand if you believe that there is a creator in this world. By a show of hands. Okay, what a chevra. Good. So we all believe that there's a God in this world. The problem is that there's something called emunah and there's something called bitachon. So says our Rebbe, the Avodas Pnim, that which we find that there are people who raise their hand and believe in Hashem, and yet they're still scared and they're still frightened and they live a life that is sometimes filled with sadness. And in fact, sometimes it's actually more sad than those people who wouldn't even raise their hand for belief in God. Yoser me elu she'ena munasim shleima. Even more so than someone who says, I'm not even sure if there's a God. So why is it that people who believe in God sometimes end up with these feelings of sadness or depression? Hu mipnei sha'af she'yesh lahem amuna, ein lahem bitachon. Even though we have amuna, we don't have bitachon. So, Chaver, let's define the terms. What is emunah and what is bitachon? So, I have a little stack of svarim that I brought along tonight. Let's start with the Chazon Ish, emunah and bitachon. The Chazon Ish wrote a little sefer on emunah and bitachon and other topics as well. And the Chazon Ish clarifies for us the difference between emunah and bitachon. Emunah, he tells us, is the abstract belief that there is a God. Bitachon is the application of that belief. Right? In the words of the Chazon Ish, emunah v'habitachon achas hi. Emunah and bitachon are really two sides of the same coin. This is what he writes in the second parak. Rak ha'emunah hu ha'mabat ha'klali shel be'aleha v'habitachon ha'mabat shel ha'mah min al'atzmo. Ha'emunah b'bechinas halacha v'habitachon b'bechinas ma'asa. Let's use that definition. Emunah means the halacha, meaning the abstract idea of something. This is the objective truth. Bitachon is the lamaisa. Bitachon is the application of that idea. This is what the Chazon Ish writes in Perek Beis in the second section, Beis. That emunah, again, is bechinas halacha. Emunah is the abstract but true idea, and bitachon is the application of that idea. So in other words, I can know that there's a God in this world, but I have a hard time actually relying on Hashem lamaisa. I know it, in theory I know it, in the abstract I know it, but when it comes to being boteach b'Hashem, right, the difference, I guess, in English would be faith versus trust. Faith means that I believe that there's a God. Trust means I actually rely upon Him. Hu ma'amin shu biyado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'ein shum koach zu laso. This individual believes in Hashem. He knows there's no one besides Hashem. Aval hu margish atzmo kamo shenimtza b'midbar. V'nafol biyad gazlan, shu yachol lasos imo mashu rotza ve'ein miyado meitzil. He feels like a person who was wandering in the wilderness and he was taken hostage by a group of bandits, and he feels that he can't save himself. Shaz bavadei nimtza ba'atzus u'pachad. And at this point, he kind of throws up his hands and he's depressed and he's afraid. He knows that Hashem, what he's saying is deep. This guy knows that only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can help him. He's struggling to believe that Hashem actually will help him. But he knows at the end of the day, I can't help myself. His emunah is so strong that he knows at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to determine what happens here. So because he knows that Hashem is in charge, but he's struggling to believe, to apply it in this moment of captivity, that God is actually going to free me from my captivity, so he's very afraid. I can't save myself. Hashem could save me, but I'm struggling to believe that He will save me. So he's left with a feeling of sadness. Masha ein kein misha somech al koach atzmo, as opposed to, says the Avodas Pnim, the guy who doesn't even believe that Hashem is the only power in the world, the one who thinks that he can actually do things on his own, he feels more confident, maybe I can fight back, maybe I can escape. He believes in natural means, and because of that, he's actually less afraid. Misha somech al koach atzmo, the one who believes in himself, as long as he can still see some type of of humanly possible natural means of freeing himself, so then he's not sad and he's not depressed. So in a very strange and again almost paradoxical way, the guy who believes in Hashem, the fellow who accepts that there is a creator who's fully in charge, actually becomes more depressed because he doesn't believe that Hashem's going to save him. As opposed to the fellow who thinks, Kochi votzim yadi, I can fight back, I can save myself, he actually is a little bit in better spirits. Again, they're both held in captivity, it's a sad situation. But his spirits are better because he believes that there are natural means to save himself. Al kein yesh ledas, she'amamin b'Hashem yisbarach, tzarech lios batuach gam kein b'chaste Hashem yisbarach. Therefore, we need to understand that the mamin needs to what? A person of amuna has to work on his bitachon. And again, that's what we're experiencing right now. I mean, I picked this piece kind of because it's what we were sort of up to when we left off in the Purim section at the last time we were together in yeshiva. But it's mamish in Yana Diyoma. We believe in Hashem, but now we have to have bitachon that Hashem actually, like, lemais, like, yeah, I know Hashem does run the world. I know Hashem could control the world. I know Hashem could dictate how things are going to be. Now we're in it. And now we have to have bitachon. We have to trust that this is actually going to end up in a good way. Again, al kein yesh ledas shehamamin v'Hashem yisbarach tzarech lios batuach gam kein b'chaste Hashem yisbarach. It's not enough, again, to have the abstract emuna, what the Chazon Ish calls b'chinas halacha, but the goal is lamaisa, to actually apply it and to feel it, to be able to feel it, whether I'm in my house or outside of my house, whether I'm in good health or not in good health. I'm leaning on Hashem with the realization that this is very real. This is bitachon. This is lamaisa, halacha lamaisa. Ki hu tov umeitiv, hein beguf, hein benefesh. We have to ask ourselves, do I believe that Hashem is truly the source of all that is good? Do I believe that Hashem is good and wants to do good, both in body and in soul? As the Pasuk says, tov Hashem lakol v'racham aval koma asav. Right? When the world seems a little chaotic, do I believe that Hashem is actually interested in my personal goodness and the general goodness of His world? V'chein he'ida ha'torah kadosha b'chama makomos, and the Torah has testified in numerous places, and here's part of what he's going to challenge us to believe tonight, that if the Torah says it and I feel otherwise, the Torah is right and I'm wrong. Let me say it again. If the Torah testifies that this is how it is, and it doesn't seem to fit with how I see reality, I have to realign my mind and my feelings with the Torah reality. Again, V'chein ha'ida ha'torah kadosha b'kama makomos, ki Hashem yisbarach hu mekor ha'tov ha'chesed v'harachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that central point. He is the mekor, He is the source of all that is good and all that is kind and all that is merciful. Not only in one dimension, but in Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, 13 different manifestations, expressions of that Rachamim. V'agam sh'anu ra'om lefamim lehefech b'shlitas midas adin. And if at times we feel like mamish, the world is exactly the opposite of that. B'chol zos hakol lefi dimyonenu. This is our dimyon. This is our illusion. U'batla da'atenu neged das Torah. And as from Jews, we have to say, I don't get it. The Torah is right. I am wrong. Hashem is kind. Hashem is good. I don't see how this is good. I don't yet understand why this is good or why this is necessary. But ani ma'amin that the Torah is right and I don't get it. V'zohi ha'amuna ha'shlema. And that is full amuna, where my amuna becomes lamaisa. It's not a theoretical amuna where, yeah, I believe in God when everything's, you know, following the natural course of life the way that I like it to be. But when Hashem pulls the rug out from under you, do I have bitachon? Do I lean on Hashem? Shekol ma shekasuv b'Torah kedosha hu emes, that everything the Torah writes is true, like the pasuk says in Tehillim Tzadi Gimel, Eidosecha ne'emnu ma'od. There's a vart I like to say in Ashrei. Everyone here knows the pasuk, obviously, from Ashrei. The pasuk says, Karov Hashem lechol karov, lechol asher yikru'u be'emes. So, a couple of years ago, I thought you could say the vart like this. Maybe I told it to some of you before. Karov Hashem l'chol karov. State. David HaMelech, Ruach HaKodesh, Tanakh, Sefer Tehillim, Pasuk and Ashrei. Right? Tehillim Kuf Memhei. Karov Hashem l'chol karov. That is what Torah says. Hashem is close to all who call out to Him. But there's a part of us that says, yeah, I don't know. Like when I'm mumbling a mincha or a maariv, biyachidus in my house, 3 minutes before Zman, because I forgot that it's almost Shkia, right? Or you know, I forgot to daven maariv, and I'm already in bed, and I'm like, oh, I forgot to daven maariv, and I get out of bed, and I have a lousy, you know, 5 minute maariv. If anyone's ever been down that road, Baruch Hashem, and B'li Ayin Hara, it hasn't happened to me yet, and hopefully it won't happen. But al tiftach peh le'satan, brachos daf yutes. So on the one hand, the pasuk says, "Karav Hashem l'chol karav." Hashem is close to all who call out to Him. Hashem is close to all who call out to Him. So we say, "Yeah, is that really true? Karav Hashem l'chol, yeah, l'chol karav." So the pasuk says, "L'chol asher yikruuhu be'emes." Here's how I like to read the end of the pasuk. Karav Hashem, state, Torah reality. Karav Hashem l'chol karav. Hashem is close to everyone. So David HaMelech asks our question. L'chol asher yikru? Really? To everyone who calls out? And David HaMelech says, yes, be'emes. It's emistic. It's true. Karav Hashem l'chol karav? Yeah, l'chol asher yikru? Be'emes. Yes, be'emes. You need to believe it. Because if the Torah says it, if David HaMelech says it, then that's a fact of reality. And if our reality tells us otherwise, that's not David's problem, and it's not Hashem's problem, it's our problem. V'chein kosav Rabbeinu b'chaye b'shem haramban. Sha'odam tzorech lahamin b'mayim ra'kosav. If the Torah says, if the Pasuk says, if Mishle says in Perek Yud, Yiras Hashem tosif yomim, u'shnos rishayim tiktzorna, I'm sorry, it's pronounced tiktzorna. Yiras Hashem tosif yomim, that fear of God increases life, and shnos rishayim, and the years of the Risham will be made short by a person who has Yiras Hashem. Yeah, is that true? Hagam shu ra'a lehepech, even if we see the opposite to be true. Mikol makom mechuyav lahamin shema shekasa b'torah hu emes. The Torah is emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seal, his chosem, chos Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sign of God, is emes. That's how Hashem stamped this world. Bereishis bara elokim, sofei tevos, emes. V'zen nikra emuna. And chevra, this is what real emuna is. And maybe this is the first time in our lives that we're actually being challenged to live it. Again, the Chazon Ish said, Amunah and Bitachon are one inyan. It's two sides of the same coin. V'zen nikra emunah. Ki ma shehachush roeh v'aseichel mechayev ein zeh nikra emunah. That which you see with your eyes, and that which your intellect demands to be true, that's not called emunah. If it makes sense to you, that's not called emunah. Anything that you've experienced in your life that you say, oh yeah, that makes sense because there's a God. No, there's no it makes sense because there's God. That's not Amunah. That's called Seichel. That which the Seichel is Mechayiv is not called Amunah. V'yesh lefarish b'zeh ha'kosav, and he brings an amazing proof of this idea. He's not the first one to say this idea, I'll tell you in a moment. V'ya'aminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo, oz yashir Moshe. V'ya'aminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo. Let's go back half a pasuk. V'yar Yisrael as hayad hagadola, they saw the hand of Hashem, they saw with their eyes the hand of Hashem, but they believed in Hashem and they believed in Moshe. No, what's the kasha, Yoni? The kasha is, if you saw the Yad Hashem, if you see the miracles, that's not called believing in anything, that's called seeing. Seeing is not believing, that means, yeah, you saw with your own eyes. So what do you mean, v'yar Yisrael, they saw the Yad hagadola, they saw Hashem, as clear as can be. But it was still Amunah. What do you mean it's still Amunah? Oz Yashir Moshe. What is Oz Yashir Moshe? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mikan L'tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. At the moment that they're walking through Kriyas Yamsuf, like we learned this morning, Zek Keli Vanveyu, they have perfect clarity. They've seen God as open as ever before. And the Gemara says, but here, Oz Yashir, then they will sing in the future. Hints to what? To Tchias HaMesim. What's the pshat? So if you look in the Ma'or V'Shemesh, in Parshas B'Shalach, and the truth is the Chedushei HaRim, whose yahrzeit is tonight, unbelievable, says mamish the same thing. I'll read you the Chedushei HaRim first. In the Chedushei HaRim ala Torah, in Parshas B'Shalach, the Chedushei HaRim says, on these psukim that I just mentioned, V'yar Yisrael ha'seyad ha'gadola v'yaminu ba'ashem uv'moshe avdo. Hine'ach ha'resha kosa v'yar Yisrael. If they saw it with their eyes, so then what's the v'ya'aminu? What's the they believed? Hainu shagam acharei hari'iyot tzrichim la'emuna. Says the Chedushei HaRim, says the first Ger Rebbe, passed away in 1866. Says the Chiddush Arim, Rav Itcho Meir, Rav Yitzchak Meir, he says that after a person sees, you still need to have emunah. And therefore, at that moment that Klal Yisrael crossed the Yam Suf, clear as can be, they needed something to believe in. So you know what Chazal say? At that moment, Oz Yashir, something in the future, Tchiyas HaMesim. They didn't know anything about Tchiyas HaMesim. None of us know anything about Tchiyas HaMesim. Tchiyas HaMesim is this distant reality that my daughter was asking me today about Tchiyas HaMesim, as if I'm like a, you know, a poisek of Tchiyas HaMesim. I'm supposed to have any clue what Tchiyas HaMesim is. Right? When does it come? My wife's like, oh, maybe I heard it comes like 100 years after Mashiach. I have no idea. I mean, I have Svarim. I could give you some Mayer Makomos on it. But the point is, says the Chiddush Arim, at that moment of Re'iyah, of clarity, Vaya'aminu. And that's what the Mo'or V'Shemesh says. He explains it even more clearly. He asks our question. If it's a Re'iyah, then what's the Amunah? Listen to the words of the Mo'or V'Shemesh in Parshas B'Shalach. He says that at that moment of awesome clarity, Minatzorech sheyeida al yedei hasaga zu sheadayin nishar lo b'ha'inyin ahu davar she'ein be'efshari sheyasigu. At the moment that you have the ultimate hasaga, which means intellectual grasp, at that very moment you need to attach yourself to something I have no understanding of. Rak she'aminu b'toras ha'amuna b'Hashem. And therefore he says, what is the ultimate thing of amuna? And that's what Chazal are saying. At the moment of Vayaminu Ba'Hashem, at the moment of Vayar Yisrael, it's that same moment of what? Of Vayaminu Ba'Hashem. This is what the Avodas Pnim is hinting to in these last couple of lines on this page. Again, Vayaminu Ba'Hashem of Moshe Avdo Oz Yashir Moshe Mikan L'Tchias HaMesim in the Torah Ki Emuna Lo Shayech B'Masha Roim. Emuna is not Shayech to that which you see. Amunah has to take you beyond that which your mind understands, that which your eye sees. V'kevan shekasa v'yaminu, b'meha aminu. What do they believe in? V'adai t'chias ha'mesim, sh'ayah yoser mi'atzias mitzrayim. They needed something more to believe in, something which would take them past yitzias mitzrayim. Why am I not finding the next page over here? Okay, weiter, top of the next page. V'inei mitzias Hashem yisbarach v'godel yicholto zed davar sha'aseichel mechayiv v'roim b'chush. Right, the mitzias of Hashem, again, he's going to clarify for us the fact that there's a God in the world. Everyone believes it. There's no atheist in a foxhole, right? Everyone, our senses demand belief in God. Our senses demand, we have a sense, there's a feeling that there's something above us. K'may merah kosu, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki era shamecha maasei etzbo secha, yoreach v'kochavim asher konanta. In other words, like the Pasuk says elsewhere, just, you know, su'u mero meinechem, just look up and you'll see that there's a God. You'll believe that there's a Rabbono Shel Olam. Su'u mero meinechem ure'u mi bara eilel. Just look to the heavens, you'll see. Again, the Pasuk that he's quoting here, ki era shamecha maasei etzbo secha. Just look at the heavens and you'll see the yoreach, you'll see the kochavim. It's clear there's a divine imprint on the world. So what is Emunah? If seeing the world demands belief, again, the abstract belief in God, so what is Emunah? And look what he writes here, it's such a powerful line. V'ikr Emunah lahamin neged hasecha. Emunah means believing, and that means believing in that which your mind cannot grasp. Rakuv nesha kach chosu b'torah. The Torah says so, and therefore I believe it. U'matzinu harbe pamin b'torah. So it's such a creative way to say it, right? Bitachon, it's hard to feel bitachon, right? But I have to believe it and I have to live it because the Torah says it. And that's the two sides of Amun and bitachon. I believe that bitachon is a real thing. I believe that if I rely on Hashem, I'll actually get results. And I have to force myself to live that reality. And if I'm not feeling it, I put the blame on myself because there are too many psukim that say that bitachon is real. And like we learned on the previous page, I have to negate my understanding to the truth of the Torah. The Torah is emes. The Torah is the seal of emes. So therefore, if the Torah says, and again, he's saying Torah means all of Tanakh. If the Nevi'im tell us, bitru b'Hashem ad-e'ad, trust in Hashem, rely on Hashem, ad-e'ad, mamish ad hasof, v'aboteach b'Hashem, chesed yisov avenu, and one who relies on Hashem will be enveloped in this by ומבואר בספרים הקדושים שמי שיש לו ביטחון בשלמות, אין שום רע יכול לשלוט עליו. And a person who believes Hashem and trusts in Hashem, no harm can befall that person. Okay, so we got to take a big time out here for a minute to get in the ring for a moment with the Chazon Ish and the Baal Shem Tov. Okay, let's go back to Chazon Ish, Emunah and Bitachon, the beginning of the second chapter, where he introduces the topic of Bitachon. And here are the words of the Chazon Ish, because what we just learned, if you realize it or not, when he said, Mavur b'svar makadoshim, she'mishel bitachon b'shleimus, ein shumra yachol lishlot alav, that if bitachon is 100%, no harm can befall you, that's the Chassidish approach, that's the Baal Shem Tov's approach. The Chazon Ish vehemently disagreed with this approach. And the Chazon Ish writes at the beginning of his chapter on bitachon, ta'os noshenes nisazricha b'leiv rabim b'musag bitachon. There is an age-old mistake that people make regarding the concept of bitachon. Shame bitachon amashamish lemidam hula love ikaris befiya chasidim. This word bitachon, which is thrown around in a very praiseworthy way in the mouth of chasidim, and he means chasidim, by the way. He's talking about Baal Shem Tov and Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. When he says chasidim, he's not just talking about pious people. He's talking about chasidish people. Nistovava b'musag chova lahamim. It's understood as an obligation to believe, b'chol mikra shepogesh ha'adam, whatever confronts us in this world, and if we face an uncertain future, which could go shnei drachim ba'asid, one of two ways, achas letova v'loshnia, one good and one not, ki betach yatov, that real bitachon means I have to believe that everything is going to be fine. Everything is going to be fine. Let's take an extreme example. An extreme example would be a person, Rachman Alitzlan, who's on a plane that's about to crash. The pilot gets on the radio. He says, we've lost power in our engines. We have engine failure. And our plane is about to crash into the ocean. And you start to think to yourself, oh my gosh, I've heard stories like this. They usually end with, and no one survived. But then I start to think to myself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make me survive. So the Chazon Ish says there's a mistaken understanding amongst the Hasidim that if I can get my bitachon up to 100%, I actually will survive. If I believe 100% that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of me, I will be that story, that rare story, you know, that believe it or not story of the one person who somehow survived the plane crash. Why do we often find that that's not the case? Why do people not survive? Because you have to understand, your senses are going to tell you otherwise. To get to 100% bitachon is very hard when your plane's about to crash into the ocean. Right? But if you could overcome it and say, I'm pushing aside all the fear, Vayikar lo litpached klal, I don't want to be afraid at all, in the words of Rabbi Nachman, and to have absolute trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get me through, despite all of the natural realities at play, then you will actually survive. The Chazon Ish says that's a stupid and mistaken understanding of what bitachon is. Bitachon does not mean, says the Chazon Ish, that you have to believe that everything is going to work out the way that you want it to work out. Again, in our extreme example, that you survived the plane crash. Aval inyan habitachon, what is real bitachon, says the Chazon Ish. Real bitachon is ha'emun she'ein mikra ba'olam. Real bitachon is to trust that I'm not on this plane by accident. There's a reason this is happening to me. I should have taken the other flight. I almost missed the flight. I hesitated when I purchased the ticket, and now I'm here, and now I see my life flashing before my eyes. Real bitachon, says the Chazon Ish, is to believe that it's not by chance that I ended up on this plane. And whatever's going to happen, it's Ratzon Hashem. I trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. Not that I trust that it's going to work out the way that I want it to work out. Ad Kan, again for now, the words of the Chazon Ish. The Baal Shem Tov and Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, again, there's an amazing sefer that came out a number of years ago. It's hard to get nowadays. Pinchas, you have this one? Menuchas HaNefesh, you know the sefer? It's a gevaldik sefer. It's a hard sefer to get. It was printed Be'ilum Shem, which means that it's printed without the author's name attached to it. And he writes here, he quotes the opinion of the Chazon Ish, and he discusses the opinion of the Baal Shem Tov. And the opinion of the Baal Shem Tov is, Tracht gut v'zayin gut, which means think that it'll be good, and lamaisa, that will be koveya, the reality, that will make it good. So going back to the Avodas Pnim now, when our Rebbe here says, Shemi sheyeshlo bitachon b'shleimus, a person who believes 100%, ein shumra yachol lishlot alav, he's speaking from the position of the Baal Shem Tov, which means, again, if you can get it up to 100%, you have nothing to worry about. You're totally safe. And again, this is what Rav Weinberger, those who saw the video the other night, Rav Weinberger was talking about, the importance of not giving into the fear. The fear itself is dangerous because it expresses a lack of bitachon in Hashem, a lack of belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get me through this, and that I'm not just subject to the whims of nature. Al kein tzarech ha'adam lischazek ma'od b'davar zeh. Ki mi she'ein lo bitachon agam shu ish kasher u'mamin b'Hashem v'shomer Torah u'mitzvos. A scary thing he writes here. You could be a firm person. You could say, not a suffix in the world, I believe in Hashem. I know there's a God. And I prove it by keeping Shabbos. And I prove it by learning Torah. And I daven 3 times a day. B'chol zos, I could still be a very sad and depressed and afraid person, a scared person. Ve'ein simcha shel mitzvah, and my life, even though I'm going through the motions, I'm lacking a certain simcha. V'hu begedr chilo Hashem. And it's a big chilo Hashem. You know why? Ki ha-kofrim smeichim v'ha-ma'aminim atzevim. Because the kofrim, the people who don't believe in anything, ignorance is bliss. They go through life, happy-go-lucky. And the ma'aminim, who know that Hashem is in charge, but doubt that Hashem will actually help them, are all depressed. And that's a massive chilo Hashem. And you bring kitrug upon yourself. You bring midas adin upon yourself because you're acting in the way of yeshlecha eloka gadol. You have a great God, ve'ein libcha sameach alecha, and yet you're a depressed person. So what's wrong with you? If you really believe, so how come you never turn it into something lamaisa? Why is it all theoretical? And that's what we're living in right now. Ukamuva b'Rashi parshas b'shalach, the famous words of Rashi and b'shalach. Mashal la'adam shehirchiv b'na'al k'seifo, the mashal of a father who's carrying his son on his shoulders, right? And his son starts to wonder, hey, what happened to Abba? Where's Abba? So the father takes him off of his shoulders and he puts him down, and he gets attacked by a wild dog, and now he understands, oh, I was on Abba's shoulders the whole time. So that's a big chilul Hashem. What do you mean? You're denying the Father who's carrying you through this world. This mashal of Rashi, of the wild dog, which is a malek, by the way, that comes to attack, when we question Hashem, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu amayin, right? This is machal Hashem shemayim b'seiser. You're riding on Hashem's shoulders and you're wondering, where is God? So Hashem puts you down and then you get attacked by a malek, and then it's a big chilul Hashem. It's a bizayon for you and it's a bizayon for God. Shall Yedeza Mamshech Dinim? You forced God to take you off his shoulders. V'nishav Echil Hashem B'galoy. And then there's this open disgrace. Kisharoan Be'echad Kisharim Sheyesh Lam Yisurim. Because now, all of a sudden, the world says, look how the people who believe are suffering. Why are you suffering? You're suffering because your belief was entirely theoretical. And therefore Hashem had to give you over to nature. So you're a mamin who has no bitachon. And now the nations are saying, God, see, I told you there's no God. But when a person believes, and he doesn't just believe theoretically emuna, but he lives that emuna as bitachon, so he brings upon himself chesed, and he's mekadesh shem shemayim. Oz yamali tzchok pinul shanenu rina. Then we get the last laugh, because we prove that there is a borei olam. We stay in the game when it looks crazy. We stay in the game. We say, yeah, with everything that's going on in the world, yeah, you really still believe that God's in charge? And when we say yes with confidence to ourselves and to the world, then we're going to get that last laugh. Oz yamale schok pino ul shanenu rina. Oz yomru vagoyim higdil Hashem lasa semela. The nations of the world will yet see that there is a borei olam. As the Ramban writes in his Sefer Amunah Vabitachon, ki ha'amunah yisod ha'bitachon, Vabitachon hu pri ha'emuna. Another nice definition to go alongside the Chazon Ish. Emuna is the foundation of bitachon, and bitachon are the fruits. Bitachon is the fruit of one's emuna. Nimsa ki ha'emuna b'li bitachon. So you know what that means? That means if you have emuna and you don't have bitachon, hu kamo ilan sarak she'eno nose peros. You're like a barren tree. You're like a fruit tree that doesn't bear fruits. The pain of a person who goes out to the field and he plows and he plants, but he never harvests anything. He never gathers the fruits of his labor because he was never able to finish the job. That's a very depressing feeling. And now, our Rebbe, the Avodas Panim, connects it to the Yom Tov of Purim. Again, we're still in the month of Adar. Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, and the Sfarim say as Adar continues, the Simcha has to increase, not, God forbid, decrease. And Nisan is also a Hemshech of being Somech Geula LeGeula. So it's a continuation of the joy that we're supposed to feel in Adar. So we have to be happy at this time. And again, happiness comes from a person who has Emunah and Bitachon working hand in hand. As the Pasuk says, Hazarim Bidima, a person who plants with tears. Amuna zeh seder zraim, beautiful. Like the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, right? That amuna is seder zraim. Rashi explains in Masechah Shabbos because you have to have amuna to put seeds in the ground, and trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make them grow. But a person who plants with amuna, and he cries over it, and he says, Hashem, I want to believe in you. Berina yiktzoru, a person who really leans in on Hashem and puts those seeds in the ground. Because he believes he's gonna be able to reap those fruits. Berina yiktzoru, with simcha he harvests. Ze midas habitachon agoremes simcha. Halach yelechu v'cha noisei meshach hazara. He says a beautiful pshat. He says noisei meshach hazara is rashi tevos haman. Kamo she'amru chazal shegezeras haman hayi mepnei shishtachu latzelim. Chaver, look how he explains the Gemara, and it's mamish perfect for what we explained tonight. What happened? The Jews bowed down to Haman. So the Gemara asked the question, if we really bowed down to Haman, v'chimaso panim yesh b'davar, if we actually bowed down to Haman, so why weren't we actually killed? Why were we saved? And the Gemara gives a funny answer. You know what the Gemara's answer is? Heim lo asu ela lifanim. The Jews only acted outwardly. In our hearts we believed in Hashem, but we were nervous, so we bowed down to Haman. That's mamish this sugya. Having a muna, but not being ready to put your life on the line for it, not to have the bitachon. Nimso shebe emes hayu ma'aminim ba'Hashem Yisbarach. Rak b'vnei shelo hayu lehem midas habitachon b'shleimes ba'o mizeh l'chenufa. They came to flatter Haman. Uli yirach yitzonis v'shtachvu l'tzelem. And they got scared and they ended up bowing down. Again, whether the bowing down was to Haman or whether the bowing down was really more accurately to Nebuchadnezzar's idol. Right? But it was all superficially. Superficially, deep down inside, we believe. Yeah, but if your amuna doesn't bear fruits, then what's it worth? Aval Mordechai etzadik shahayelo midas habitachon b'shleimos. But Mordechai, who had amuna and bitachon, Mordechai, what do we know about Mordechai? Lo yichrav lo yishtachave. He wouldn't kneel, he wouldn't bow. His amuna was lamaisa. Val kein haye bekocho levata la gzera. And therefore, Mordechai had the ability to negate the gzera. I'll tell you something unbelievable. You want to hear something unbelievable? You know who taught this idea in Maseches Megillah? Who's the one who taught this idea that Klal Yisrael were saved because they were faking it? It was only, you know, inside versus outside. The Gemara says it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's interesting, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the one who taught us about the deepest dimensions of Torah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who says it. But I'll tell you why it's so interesting. If you look in the Torah Shlema, which is Rabbi Menachem Mendel Kasher's collection of Mamari Chazal and Midrashim, on Megillas Esther, Mamish, the second paragraph, on the first word of Megillas Esther, Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh, you know what he says on the word Vayihi? He quotes a Medrash, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Kol Vayihi, you know what Vayihi is? Vayihi is a code word. We've spoken many times, Vayihi b'mei is bad, Vayihi, the Gemara says, is sometimes good, sometimes bad. The Hayah, the Medrash says, is something good. Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kol Vayihi, Tchias HaMesim Hu. The opening word of Megillas Esther, here, see it with your own eyes. The opening, I don't know if you can see it. The opening word of Megillas Esther, Vayihi, is Tchias HaMesim. Ah. So now we go back to that clarity that we had by Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayaminu Ba'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. A Jew always has to have an amuna that's a little bit beyond him, that he's reaching for. And again, reaching for means I'm willing to take risks. I'm willing to put my life on the line. I'm willing to put Klal Yisrael's life on the line by not bowing down to Haman. Mordechai had amuna, and Mordechai had bitachon. And therefore, Mordechai was able to bring chesed upon Klal Yisrael. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that Rav Chesed is Gematria Mordechai. V'zeh bo yavo berina. Imakolel b'gematria Mordechai. Wow, look what the Avodas Panim says. Right, Voyavo Berina with one is gematria 274, is gematria Mordechai. V'gam Mordechai in Mispar Katon is Yud Gimel, the Yud Gimel Midos Shorachanim. Remez al bitachon biyod gimel midos shorachem. Esther in mispar katan. Everyone knows what mispar katan is. Mispar katan means you take the gematria down to the single digits column. So aleph is 1. Samach, which is 60, is 6. Tuf, which is 400, is 4. Resh, which is 200, is 2. So Esther is 13 in mispar katan. Mordechai is 13 in mispar katan. Obviously, Mordechai and Esther are married, so 13 plus 13 is Yudke Vavke, is Hashem's name. But what it means is that they believed in the Yud Gimel Midos Shorachem. Be'emes they believed. Ki amakdin atzmo, why is it in mispar katan? Because a person who makes himself small, a person who makes himself small and says, you know what, I don't know what's going on, but I trust that Hashem does know what's going on, and I'm prepared to live that. A person who does that, who makes himself small in that way, and lets Hashem run his world the way that he wants to run it, Mamshech alav chasadim. He brings chesed upon himself. Like I told you, Mordechai is gematria rav chesed. Katonti mikol chasadim. Like Yaakov Avinu says, through my smallness, the way he's learning it here, the way he's reading the pasuk, through making myself small, I'm zochet to kol chasadim. I bring upon myself all the chasadim in the world. Gam yesh l'rameh lirmoz b'gzeras haman mipnei choser midas bitachon. However, let's finish up the piece. I guess we'll save the letter for another night. It's getting a little late. I have a letter from the Vodas Pnim, which is also very nice. Maybe next week. Or who says next week? Now we have a whole new schedule. We could do it tomorrow. Okay, says the Vodas Pnim. Gam yesh lirmoz gzeras haman mipnei choser midas bitachon. The whole inin of gzeras haman came from a lack of bitachon. And look, he's so creative tonight. He's mamash entering into the realm of remes tonight. V'lo haisa ha'amuna shlema. V'nechzar mitevas amuna osios aleph and vav. If you think about what we were missing, in the word amuna, we lost the aleph and we lost the vav. Nishar haman. If you take the word amuna, aleph, mem, vav, nun, hey, and you take out the aleph and the vav, you're left with haman. What is aleph and what is vav? So in the sviros, aleph, romez lemidas hachesed. Mida rishonim izayin sviros. Right? Aleph is of course the midah of chesed, right? The first of the seven lower spheros is chesed. In other words, we lost our belief that everything that Hashem was doing was chesed, was rachamei shemayim. So we were lacking in chesed, an awareness again of those yud gimel midos shel rachamim, or the chasdei Hashem that governs all reality, that everything Hashem does is good. What is vav? What is the sixth of the seven midos? Six, the midah hashishis, is yesod. Yesod, of course, we said many times, corresponds to bris milah. And we know that if Haman is a malik comes to be pogim, the kedushas habris. Umizeh bo'u l'shtei averos. And the lack of aleph and vav manifests itself as the two averos that Klal Yisrael got caught up in. What were those two averos? Sheishtachavu l'tzelem, we bow down to the idol, which again, maybe is Nebuchadnezzar's idol, it's also bowing down to Haman. Kamoshin is bar. Shem hayu botchem b'chastei Hashem yisbarach, we would have trusted the chesed of Hashem, lo hayu misyarem meyiras adam, we would never have fallen into the false yira, the false gevura, the false pachad of a Haman, of a Nebuchadnezzar. V'nenu misudasa shalosa rasha. And what was Achashverosh's party, if nothing other than what? Then pegam habris. Pegam habris in the literal sense, in terms of it being Mamish, a palace of sexual desire, but also Achila and Shtia, the whole party, the whole atmosphere there, right? The way that he invited Vashti to appear before him unclothed, to appear naked, wearing nothing but the crown, it was all Taivas HaGuf, it was all the world of Pagam Midas Yesod. V'nechzer lahem shleimas ha'emuna. So they lost their Aleph, they didn't trust that when things looked really rocky, don't be afraid of a Haman. Trust the chesed of Hashem more than the fear of Haman. And that they were violating the Pagam HaBris. They allowed themselves to indulge in the taivas of Sudas Achashverosh. And therefore, Esther comes to the rescue. And the Pasuk says, Vatosef Esther. And Esther continued to daven. Vatosef Esther, Rashi Tevos, Aleph Vav. Okay. Aleph and Vav. Those are the missings of Aleph and Vav. As, again, where's the Vatosef Esther? It's right after Haman gets killed. So after Haman gets killed, we have Hey, Mem, and Nun. We need an Aleph and a Vav to get a Muna. So Vatosef Esther, Rashi Tevos, Aleph Vav, that Esther brought back those two letters, making the Amunah complete once again. Hu Mordechai tikein chait avodah zara b'mashalo ishtachav el haman. Mordechai fixed the chait of of the Avodah Zarah by that they bowed down by not bowing down, and Esther fixed the pagam of the Suda by making her own Suda, and Lo Biksha Davar by saying, as she submitted herself before Achashverosh, I don't need any beautification, I don't need any cosmetics, right? It was all a tikkun of these two inyanim, of Aleph and Vav, of the world of chesed, of confidence in Hashem, not giving in to the fear which allows a Jew to superficially submit himself before Avodah Zarah, out of fear, again, throughout history, Rahman al-Itzlan, Jews who bowed down to idols they didn't believe in, but they did it because they were scared, they didn't trust the chesed of Hashem. And again, Jews who got involved in all sorts of physical desires because of a lack of a vav, of a pagam habris. Valpi dvareinu navin. With this, we can wrap up the piece. What do Chazal tell us? What is the avoda of Purim? Chayev adam libisume bepuraya adalo yada. The goal of Purim is to get to a point of adalo yada. A Jew has to be able to believe that there's no difference between a Mordechai and a Haman. Shechol darchei Hashem yisbarach chesed v'rachamim. V'chol ma'ada avid rachmana letavavid. Ulevarich ala ra k'shem shem avarich ala tova. To thank Hashem for bad, the same way we thank Hashem for good. V'zeu she'ein chiluk ben arur Haman remez l'midas hadin, lebarach Mordechai remez l'midas harachamim. Hakol shava lefanav lahamin ki tzadik Hashem bechol derachav v'chasid bechol ma'asav. And that's what we're trying to get to on Purim. We're trying to get out of the way. We're trying to stop assessing this is good, this is bad. Nah, that's not bitachon. What do you mean? I trust that there's a God. Yeah, but if you're sizing up, if you're analyzing, if you're determining this is a good time. Yeah, in this case, I feel like it's realistic to lean into Hashem. In this case, it's asking too much. Where's your bitachon? Where's the application of your emunah? What are you scared to live it for? And that's the lebesume bepuraya ad lo yada. V'lezeh achayev inish lebesume bepuraya letakein midas habitachon. I don't know the difference between how Hashem runs the world one day or the next. It's the way of the one who is good to do good. And through this we bring revealed goodness upon ourselves. He brings upon himself open and revealed chesed. And he says, two final mamari chazal. This is what it means. Kimu lamala mashakiblu lamata. Kimu lamala mashakiblu lamata. What does that mean? It means the same way that we were makabel, that down below, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. So kimu lamala. That creates, in a certain sense, that allows those channels of chesed to be opened up. Again, that's why Mordechai's gematria, Rav Chesed, he opened up through that darkness, through that Hester Panim, through that Amalek, he opened up this channel of Chesed. Kiblu Lamata, when we accept down below that Hashem knows what's what, then Kimu Lamala, then we receive from on high. Vizeo Inyan Kabbalah Satorah B'Purim. And Chever, this is the Kabbalah Satorah that we just went through on Purim. Ki Iker HaBitachon Hi, Levatel Dato Neged Das Torah, the Kabbalah Satorah of Purim is going back to what we learned on that first page, that when Hashem says in his Torah and through his Nevi'im and through Ksuvim that these are the facts, I'm a Kabbal, Kabbalah Satorah. I accept that the Torah knows better than I do. I'll just end, since we said tonight again is the yard site of the Chiddush Arim, the first Ge'er Rebbe, so I'll end with just a beautiful, a simple line. You've heard it a billion times. But I'm very fond of a tzaddik who survived the Holocaust. His name was Rav God Eisner, Rav Gadol Eisner. He was a mashkiach in the Ger Yeshiva in Tel Aviv after the war, and he never had any children of his own. So his Torah teachings are his children. And I just want to read you two lines that he writes in his Sefer, published after his Petira, called Mesilas Gad. It says here in the section on Amuna, just two quick teachings. Emuna chazaka yoser miyadia. Emuna is much stronger than knowledge. Again, that's why at Kriyas Yamsuf they had to attach themselves to something bigger. Tchias hamesim, oz yashir. Emuna is much stronger than yadia. Ki yadia efshar lahafrich bekusha. Because if you know something to be true, someone could ask a question. You might say, this is true, but someone might come along tomorrow and say, yeah, but did you ever consider this? Never thought about it that way. Yediyah, knowledge, is subject to questions. Aval emuna I efshar lahafrich, but you can't knock out emuna, because that's what emuna, that's what real emuna is. Real emuna is believing in something that goes beyond. Shayach rach lasur meha emuna ach lo lahafricha. You could abandon your emuna, but you can't shlug up emuna. You can't ask a kasha on emuna. Sharei emuna hi shamamin al afa kushya, because emuna demands of a person that despite the question, I believe. That's what real emuna is. That's what we learned tonight. And second of all, he writes here, he says, Emuna hi kishe'in ro'im, va'afilu ro'im es ha'hefech. What is real Emuna? Emuna is when we can't see, when there's Hester upon him and I can't see anything, and even when I see the opposite. Again, like our Rebbe, the Avodas Pnim, taught us tonight. Sometimes you see, the world seems to be mamish the opposite. Why is it that tzaddikim suffer? Why do tzaddikim suffer? It doesn't seem fair. And the Torah says that Hashem is so good, and Hashem is listening, and Hashem is so close, and Hashem is so responsive. So where is it? Why is it not happening? But the answer is it is happening. We just can't see it. And that's what real Emunah is about. Emunah is believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still operating the world. B'midas HaTov. His essence is good. He's the Makor HaTov. He only knows how to do good. And our job is to hang tight and to continue to believe that. So, my friends, that's what the Avodas Pnim has to say for us tonight. Yes, David, what would you like to add? I'm listening.
Okay, so a couple of things, actually a few things.